好，感谢主，我哋又喺佢嘅面前相聚，感谢主俾我哋嘅恩典。
Thank the Lord. We thank the Lord once again that we are able to meet together. We thank you for the Lord's blessing.
如果弟兄姊妹头先咧早啲入嚟咧，你会听见咧，系咪先？我哋嘅弟兄，我哋播一首嘅诗歌啊，嗰首诗歌咧就喺566首嘅。
If you came a little bit earlier, you would have heard and seen a hymn that was played. And that hymn was hymn number 566.
Six，
566.
566首呢首诗歌咧，相信大家都听过，亦都唱过。
And I believe that everyone is very familiar with this hymn, that we've not only heard it, but we've sung it together.
如果我哋有机会，我哋再翻去会所嘅时候，我哋就一齐嚟听，一齐嚟唱。
And when the opportunity comes again that we can meet together, we will sing this song once again.
不过呢首诗歌呢，真系非常非常嘅有提醒嘅价值。
But this hymn has a great deal of a great reminder for us.
唔单止系我哋嘅生活上边嘅提醒，仲且喺属灵嘅学功课上边，呢首诗歌都提醒我哋，无论喺诗词啊或者作诗嘅人嘅身上边。都俾我哋好大嘅鼓励。
That not only is it a great reminder for us in our daily lives, but also in our spiritual life, that it is a great reminder for us by whether it was from the hymnist who wrote the lyrics and or the writer of the music.
虽然我哋而家唔可以喺网上一齐唱，不过咧，我都仲想听让弟兄姊妹咧。听一下，又默想一下，好唔好？
Though we cannot sing together this hymn, I would still like to play it for you, and as we can listen to it and meditate on the music and the lyrics.
如果弟兄姊妹你手头上边仲有本诗歌嘅话咧，请你即系打开566首，因为一间播嘅呢一段嘅诗歌咧，佢只系有英文，系冇中文嘅。所以睇中文嘅弟兄姊妹咧，如果你有诗歌本嘅话，请你打开566首，跟住嚟唱吓。
And if brothers and sisters have a hymn book handy, you can turn to hymn 566. The hymn we will be placing on the screen will only be in English. So if you have a hymn book handy with you, please turn to hymn 566 for the Chinese translation.
Oh, okay, please. 好，请我们低头祈祷。
Let us bow for a word of prayer.
亲爱的主耶稣，感谢赞美你，你又有一次的俾机会我们到你的面前。
Dear Lord Jesus, we praise you and we thank you. Once again, you give us the opportunity to come before your presence.
正如诗歌讲，求你将我们分别出来，让我们专心的来侍奉你。
Oh Lord, just as the hymn says, that we will consecrate ourselves that we may serve you alone.
虽然我们的在这里的时间如果是一个钟头两个钟头。
Though it is, we spend this time together, maybe 1-2 hours.
但我们要求主藉着这一点点的时间主让你向我们显现。
Though the time be short, this little bit of time that we spend together, Lord, may you manifest and show yourself to us.
藉着你的恩典，藉着交通、祷告，就是让我们一同的经历主你自己的实在。
And just by your grace, through sharing, through fellowship, through prayer, that you really reveal to us the reality of your presence.
我们再一次的话你是我们的主，我们的好处不在你之外。
Once again, we say that you are our Lord, and we have no good besides thee.
一切的荣耀颂赞，通通都归返给主。
May all the glory and honor be given unto our Lord.
奉主耶稣基督的名祈祷。
In our Lord Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen. 刚才唱那首的诗歌呢，是一位叫做 Fanny Crosby 的姊妹所写的。
And the hymn that we just sang was written by a sister named Fanny Crosby.
咁呢位姊妹呢，我相信好多人都知道，佢出世冇几耐呢，佢就盲咗眼。
And I believe brothers and sisters know well that this sister Fanny, after she was born, not long after she was born, she became blind.
在一般人来讲，这个是一件非常的不幸。
And for any normal person, this would be considered a tragedy.
但是因为这个Fanny Crosby 的父母呢，是一个虔诚的基督徒。
And, but because this sister Fanny Crosby, her parents were very godly individuals.
他将这个小孩带大，但是仍然将这个小孩带到去主耶稣的跟前。
And they raised this child, they raised her and brought her into the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ.
虽然这个人的本身是这么不幸，看不见任何的东西，但是他却在神的面前成为也都成为一个神所使用的器皿。
And even though we can see that outwardly it may look like she went through a very difficult time, had much tragedy in her life, but the Lord was still able to use her greatly.
结果他在很多的诗歌的上面呢，都显明，都讲出了他的经历和对所有的基督徒的很多的劝勉。
And through her hymns, she was able to express her experiences and has given much encouragement through Christians throughout the world.
神使用这一位的侍女，神又藉着这些诗歌和词句呢，就将很多的人都带到主的面前来。
And God was able to use this sister and use her hymns and the lyrics to bring many into believing in God.
刚才那首诗歌就是他所写的最流行或者最出名的20首诗歌中的其中一首。
And the hymn that we sang is perhaps her most popular of all the hymns that she wrote.
Now, 我们现在没时间，盼望弟兄姊妹 你能够在诗歌的里面慢慢的咀嚼一下，你就知道里面的内容，和神用了这首诗歌的原因。
We don't have time right now, but if brothers and sisters can go back and really chew on the lyrics and to meditate on those words to see how they were used by God.
当我自己唱这首诗歌的时候，我里面有一个感觉。And
as I sing this hymn, inside of me, I have this thought and this feeling.
当这位姊妹她看不到这个世界，看不到东西的时候。
As our this sister, as she cannot see, she's not able to see the things of this world.
她的心却是从世上、从地上的各样的事物转向来仰望主耶稣。
But her heart was able to be turned from the things of this world and able to be faced towards her Lord Jesus Christ.
因为这样的单单的仰望他，神使用他。
And because she was able to look and gaze solely in the Lord, God was able to use her greatly.
那我就在想，今天我们都被，不要说困，就是要留在家里面。
And I think of us today, I won't use the word kind of imprisoned in home, but we have to shelter or remain in home.
不知道我们在这段时间的里面，我们是我们的眼目，我们的耳朵，是看，仍然看这个世界，还是听这个世界，定话我们将我们的眼目。
And I wonder during these times, are our eyes and ears, are we fixed on the things of this world still? Or have we turned our gaze upon our Lord?
我们很多时候说，哎呀，我们不用上班了，不用，又不可以出去了，那我们要在家的时间就多起上来了。
And so we say that, well, some of us, we don't have to go to work, and we're not able to go out, so we have much more time now available.
那我们的时间是用来做什么呢?
And with this time, what do we do with it?
有没有用多些时间读神的话，多些时间祷告，多些时间默想主呢?
Now, have we used this time to read more of the Lord's words, to spend more time praying, to find more time to meditate on Him.
这位姊妹她跟我说，她说求主呢，将她再更多的来吸引，吸引什么呢？吸引到主的面前来。And
I had a conversation with a sister, and she told me that she wanted to be more attracted to who? To what? To the Lord Himself.
副歌说吸引我更加的亲近主，直到主流血的身边。
As it says in the refrain, to be draw me nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where Thou hast died.
不知道今天有什么可以将我们吸引，更多的去亲近。
I wonder what it is today that can draw us nearer to the Lord.
希望不是任何的有吸引力的东西将你的眼睛、将你的心思挪走。 我盼望，因为我们有比较平时更多的时间，我们是被主吸引，直到去他流血的身旁。And
I pray that we are not drawn by anything that captures our eyes and we are drawn towards that, but rather that we have this time now to be drawn nearer, closer to the Lord Himself.
这首歌诚然真系俾我哋有好多嘅提醒同埋警醒啊！
Indeed, this hymn has many reminders for us today.
因为我哋一直都讲话，主好快翻嚟啦，主好快翻嚟噶啦。
Because oftentimes we'll say, the Lord will return quickly, the Lord will return quickly.
咁我哋对呢件事情嘅反应又系乜嘢呢？
So what is our response? What is our reply to this?
求主帮助我哋。
May the Lord help us.
我嘅交通就停喺呢度，盼望主藉着诗歌，藉着佢嘅话，向我哋直接嘅嚟讲话。
And I'll end my sharing here. May the Lord, through the hymns, through the sharing, through His word, speak to us directly.
好，就将以下嘅时间交翻俾弟兄姊妹。嗱，如果弟兄姊妹你听见啦，Simon咧个铃声响咧，即系话你够钟噶啦。I'll
leave the time back to rest of the time back to brothers and sisters. A reminder: if you do hear a bell ringing, Simon will be ringing a bell. That means time is up.
咁就可以留翻俾下一位弟兄姊妹交通吓。
And we can then pass the time to the other brethren. A reminder that if you're ready to share, to unmute yourself, otherwise we are not able to hear.
I would like to share.
大家好，我愿意有啲嘢沟通。Actually,
I've been wanting to share for the last couple of months because the Lord had given me a verse or a passage that encouraged me.
实际喺过去几个月啊，都已经想沟通噶啦，因为主。
So I wanted to share just a couple of thoughts.
有几点愿意同大家分享?
I'll have to admit that in the beginning of SIP, I was overtaken with many anxious thoughts.
实在我要承认，喺呢一个居家令开始嘅时候。 我俾好多嘅擔憂嘅事情擾亂我。I
was slowly finding out that my college sons would come back.
我慢慢嘅就曉得我喺大學讀書嘅兒子要翻返嚟屋企。And
that my husband would stay home all day.
我亦都發現我丈夫會成日留喺屋企。And
also my oldest son was not working and he was going to start seeking employment, but it just was not a good time to seek employment. So it sounded like he was going to be home too.
咁我大仔，咁當時佢係揾緊工。 咁當呢個居家令開始嘅時候，咁就發現呢個時候唔係最好嘅時機去揾工，咁我就曉得原來個大仔都會成日嚟屋企。And
also the schools were closing, so and basically everyone's going to be home. So I was overtaken with the thought of buying food.
咁實在學校關閉，咁所有屋企人都會留喺屋企。咁啱啱開始嘅時候，我就喺度諗，咁我點樣預備咁多食物俾咁多人咧？
And also right before maybe in the early March, my third son had texted me and said that he was having these jaw issues.
咁喺三月頭嘅時候，咁我第三個仔就發咗個短信話俾我聽佢個嗰個口個下巴嗰度有啲問題。
And so, because he was away in college, I was trying to understand his problem, so I can make appointment for him when he comes back for spring break.
咁當時係三月頭，咁佢仲喺大學裏面，咁我就問佢有啲問題，想係幫佢去約啲醫生，等佢假期翻嚟嘅時候可以見醫生。
So basically, you know, I was concerned about that because he kept saying like, "Oh, my jaw keeps locking up. I can't chew my food. It just seems like it's misplaced. Like his jaw is, you know, misaligned." And of course, I thought about the fact that, you know, we have spent all this, like thousands of dollars for his braces and his underbite. And so I didn't know what was going on. So my mind was also on how to address this issue.
咁我就開始擔憂，因為佢投訴佢咬唔到嘢，個下巴好似鎖起咗，咁聽落去好似移咗位，咁我哋花咗好多錢係幫佢箍牙，又去幫佢處理嗰個口咀嚼嗰個問題，咁實在呢個我三兒子呢一個下巴嘅問題，亦都係令我好擔憂。
And at the same time, I knew deep inside that, you know, the Lord is my rock. He's the one that I go to. And in the beginning, a lot of brothers and sisters were saying, like, oh, we need to shelter in Christ. Now we are all home. We should be reading the Bible more and we should be reflecting. And just to me, it just seemed which I agree that, you know, we need to cling to the Lord more. We need, you know, we need to turn to the Lord more.
咁喺呢一切嘅忧虑里面，咁我就听到好多弟兄姊妹嚟去鼓励我哋，要藏身喺基督里面，因为我哋嘅主系我哋嘅磐石，我哋嘅倚靠。我哋要更加去讀神嘅話語，我哋要更加嘅嚟去捉住神。
And I knew this that for all that was happening that I can turn to the Lord and I was like in my heart, and yet I just could not settle my mind and then I felt bad for basically not hiding in my closet to seek the Lord. I was, you know, my body was, you know, going to the grocery store. My mind was thinking about making appointments. Like, so I knew how to settle down, but I just couldn't.
咁呢啲我頭腦上我都曉得，我曉得我係需要安靜落嚟，藏喺主嘅裏面，但係喺實在我係平靜唔到落嚟，一方面我係諗我要去 匿入我嘅内室嚟去与主有亲近嘅交通。啊，但系下一刻啊，我就晓得我要走出去，去买餸，要去约医生啊之类咁样。
But I kept praying and I just asked the Lord for help.
啊，但系我啊。即使是这样，我都不断地来去向主祈求，求主来去帮助我。
And I just, so when I opened the Bible,
当我打开圣经的时候，
I turned to Psalm 73.
我打开诗篇73篇。
25-28.
23-28节。
Yeah, 25-28. So I just really praise the Lord because it says in 26, it says, my flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever.
我感謝主，第26節嗰度講，我嘅肉體，我嘅心腸雖殘，但神是我心裡嘅力量，又是我嘅福分，直到永遠。
And that just spoke to me because I tend to do this in my spiritual life where I condemn myself for not doing what I think I should be doing. And this tells me here that God knows that my heart even when I want to be so close to the Lord, that he knows that my heart will fail, and that when I, and that my heart, my flesh will fail. But he reminds me that he is the strength of my heart, and he is my portion forever. So he tells me that no matter what, even in my so good days, my so-called good days that I am able to read the Bible or pray or have a season of time where I'm just so close to the Lord, it's still not from my own strength. It's still God who is my strength. So he reminded me of that. I'm just so thankful.
實在感謝主，因為我曉得我有呢、這個傾向就係喺我嘅靈命裏面我會自己指責我自己去冇作一啲我應該作嘅事情，例如我要去親近主、讀主嘅話。但係實在感謝主呢一句聖經係提醒到我神係曉得我嘅肉體同我嘅心腸係不斷嘅衰殘但係佢要成為我心裏嘅力量，成為我嘅福分呢度亦都提醒到我，即使喺平靜安穩的時段即使我能夠來去親近主，來去讀主的話，但是這一句話是提醒到我，這些都是神所賜給我的。
And I also like the verse 28, it says, But as for me, the nearness of my God, of God is my good.
我也很喜愛第28節那裡說，但我親近神是我與我有益的。
And so whatever experiences, it reminds me that whatever experiences we go through, in hard, good times, if it draws us near to God, then it's our good.
咁呢度係提醒到我，我無論我哋所經歷嘅係艱難或者係順境，只要呢啲經歷係將我哋與神親近嘅。这些都是美好的经历。
And also what I'm also realizing that during this pandemic, it seems to me that whatever experiences we go through, I'm just thinking about, a couple of years ago when I had my eye incident and this pandemic and just other experiences I've gone through that really our circumstances may change, but what should be the same is our devotion or my devotion to the Lord. My devotion to the Lord, my heart wanting to seek Him each day.
咁呢個疫情啊，同埋我啊過去幾年啊所經歷到因著我啊眼疾嘅問題啊所經歷嘅，都提醒到我啊，我哋所經歷嘅情況會改變，但係唔改變嘅就係我哋向主嗰個敬畏嘅心。
And I wanted to share something else to give thanks to the Lord. I haven't completely thought about, completely have full thoughts and reflection on this because I think it'll take years. But I want to give thanks to the Lord.
另外一件事，我願意係向主獻上感謝嘅。雖然我仲未喺我腦海裏邊組織到成個交通，因為若果要咁做，可能要幾年嘅時間。但係呢件事係我實在要向主獻上感謝嘅。
So also during the shelter in place, at this time, my mind also was thinking. Well, I had already prepared ever since the start of this school year. And even in recent years, I've been thinking about the fact that this was the year that my youngest son will graduate and that my sort of career stay-at-home mom will be over.
就算在居家令開始之前，在這個學年開始的時候，我已經在這裡有咁嘅思想，就係我最細嗰個兒子，今年係十二年級畢業，咁佢畢咗業之後，咁我作為呢一個全職留喺屋企嘅母親，咁我呢一個事業咁可以嚟到終止啦。
And so in recent years, I've been thinking about, oh, like what would I do when you know, my youngest graduates and is off to college.
咁我就喺呢幾年都有諗過，當我最細嘅仔離開屋企去讀大學嘅時候，咁我應該做咩咧？
I even remember saying to my husband, I said to him like, oh, when all the boys are done, you can take a job transfer to another city or country, I'll move with you. And I just remember saying things like that.
咁我甚至係同我丈夫嚟去提及，當我四個兒子都嚟喺屋企，或者你可以揾另外一份工，我哋搬去第二個城市或者第二個國家，我可以陪你一齊去。
So those But before addressing the thought of what my life will look like after my last one graduates, I was expecting to enjoy and savor every moment of his senior year.
咁但係當我曉得我要去為佢畢業之後嚟去打算嘅時候，我就決定要去享受我最細兒個仔最後讀中學最後一年呢一年嘅時間。
So in my mind, I was going to savor like the last soccer game, piano recital, driver license. You know, how he get his driver license.
我腦海裡面就曉得我要珍惜佢中學裡面最後一個足球賽。最後一個鋼琴表演，我亦都要珍惜佢攞到車牌嗰一刻。
Okay, I think I heard the bell, so I'm going to make this quick. So basically, I realized that when that wasn't to be, I realized that all this thinking was pride of life, and that I was trying to wrap up my so to speak, you know, this stage of my life in a nice, pretty bow.
咁但係當呢個居家令嚟去改變曬呢一切嘅時候，我就曉得我之前為咗呢一啲事情嚟去作出計劃全部都係出於我今生嘅驕傲。
As if it was wrapping it up in a nice pretty bowl of my accomplishments.
我为呢啲嘢作打算，就好似要为我呢个作全职家庭主妇呢一个事业要退休啦，嚟去嚟去嚟去作出一个结图咁样。
And so I really don't want to wrap it up in a pretty bowl because of my accomplishments, because I have none.
我實在曉得我唔願意以為自己係有咩成就而嚟去將呢一個呢個呢件事寫上呢個句號，因為我實在係冇自己冇咩成就嘅。
There's a lot more to say and a lot to reflect on, but I just want to say that I want to thank the Lord for his grace, his mercy, his guidance, and his rescue on so many occasions. And I just want to give the praise and glory to him on this past couple of decades of my life. And
Yeah, 實在我裡面有很多的不同的思想，但是我實在要感謝主，主的恩典，主的憐憫，主的帶領，主的保守，就是過去這幾十年，祂是這樣來去帶領保守我。
And as I said before, that it matters not what our circumstances are, I just hope and pray to the Lord that it is my devotion and my seeking him each day stays the same.
就好似我剛才交通的，是不在乎我们所身在的情况是怎样改变，却是在乎我们向主的心是有何等的敬畏，我们是与主有何等的亲近，这一点是不可以改变的。
And that's my end sharing. End of sharing.
交通就停在这里。
I would like to have some sharing. Somehow I cannot turn on my video.
我愿意是在这里有点的交通。
Okay, is it working now?
我願意喺度有啲嘅交通。
It is the Lord's mercy.
係神嘅憐憫。
That we are able to meet in His name.
我哋能夠咁樣喺嘅名義下嚟聚會。
Let us turn to the Bible, 1 John chapter 2, verse 27 and 28.
我们回到约翰一书。
Chapter 2, verse 27 and 28.
第二章27至28节。
I'm not sure if any of the hosts can post this on the screen, but anyway, I will read that. 1 John chapter 2, verse 27 to 28.
是约翰一书第一章27至28节。
As for you, the anointing which you receive from him abides in you, and you have no need for anyone to teach you, but as his anointing teaches you about all things. And is true and is not a lie. And just as it has taught you, you abide in him.
约翰一书第二章二十七至到二十八节，你们从主所受的恩膏常存在你们心里，并不用人教训你们，只有主的恩膏在凡事上教训你们。这恩膏是真的，不是假的。你们要按这恩膏的教训住在主里面。
Now, little children abide in him, so that when he appears, we may have confidence and not shrink away from him in shame at his coming.
小子们啊，你们要住在主里面，这样他若显现，我们就可以坦然无惧。当他来的时候，在他面前也不至于羞愧。
I would like to repeat verse 28. Now, little children, abide in him, so that when he appears, we may have confidence and not shrink away from him in shame at his coming.
我愿意再读多次第二十八节。小子们啊，你们要住在主里面，这样他若显现，我们就可以坦然无惧。当他来的时候，在他面前也不至于羞愧。
Lately, a question rings within me.
我最近有一个问题在我脑海中。
And that question is asking myself.
我就自己问自己。
Am I ready?
我个人准备好未呢？
Am I ready?
我自己准备好未呢？
Am I ready to meet the Lord?
我自己准备好去见主未呢？
Am I ready for his return?
如果主回来，我预备好未呢？
The virus frightens many.
这个疫情呢，使许多人都很惊恐惧怕。
And the fears lead many to the shadow of death.
这个惧怕呢，是将人吓死的。
And it troubles many.
是搞到人呢，个心里面很焦虑的。
Brothers and sisters, as a child of God,
弟兄姊妹，
I'm sorry.
作为神的儿女。
If death comes, am I ready to meet my Savior? Unshamely.
如果死亡来到我们身上，我们能不能够坦然无惧的去面对主呢？
If the Lord returns today, am I ready?
如果主今天就回来，我们预备好没呢？
Will I have the bonus, the confidence, and a shame before him?
我们能不能够坦然坦诚的，不怕的，来面对面见主呢？
I often say, Lord, I long for your return.
我经常都这样祈求，主啊，我愿意早日的见到你，愿意你早日的回来。
I ask myself, is this just a knowledge?
我自己问自己，这个是不是只是头脑这样的启发呢？
Or this is just a religion slogan?
又或是我这样聚会讲惯了而这样讲出来呢？
是不是一个宗教的口号？ Or am I really longing and waiting for his return and ready to meet my Lord?
我真心的在等候主回来。
For the Lord's return, is this just your knowledge?
这个是不是只有我们头脑上想出来的呢？
Is this just our religion slogan?
是不是宗教的口号呢？
Or am I, are we really ready to meet them?
因为我们真的是准备好
来见主。Are we truly long for his return?
我们是不是真心的是来渴望主切切的来回来呢？
I examine myself.
我自己审查自己。
I have to confess that I am ashamed.
我要承认我是惭愧。
Even I say often, I long for his return, but I know I am not ready.
我常常说我是愿意渴慕主的回来，但是我知道我是未准备好。
When the Lord returns, how do I face my Savior? When my Lord returns,How am I get myself ready?
当主回来，我怎样能够面对面见到我的救主呢？我怎样令到自己能够准备好呢？
Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
The Lord gave us 1 John chapter 2, 27-28.
主俾我哋约翰一书第二章二十七同埋二十八节。
Our brother John said that, abide in him, that if he be manifest, we may have boldness and not be put in shame from before him at his coming.
使徒约翰对我哋话：小子们啊，你们要住在主里边，这样他若显现，我们就可以坦然无惧。
Abide in the Lord.
住在主里面。
If I abide in the Lord, I am ready.
如果我住在主里边，咁就预备啦。呢个就系预备啦。
I ask myself, what does it mean by abiding in the Lord?
我自己问自己，乜嘢叫做住喺主里面呢？
Praise the Lord. He gave us 1 John chapter 2, 27.
啊，感謝主，我哋有二章二十七節。
That is submit to the Holy Spirit. Follow His teaching.
呢個就係順服喺聖靈嘅管治底下，喺恩膏嘅教訓底下而生活。
Because He teaches us in all things.
因為呢個恩膏係喺凡事上教訓我哋。
Brothers and sisters, remember.The Israelites, the Jews.
弟兄姊妹，我哋记得以色列人，犹太人。
Through the history, we see that they focus so much on the action.
喺历史上，我哋见到佢哋系好注重行为上面嘅事情。
They focus so much on the temple, on the sacrifice, on the law.
他们在敬拜、献祭、律法、圣殿的事情上很注重。
But was the Lord satisfied?
但是主的心有没有被满足呢？
The Lord says he desires mercy, compassion, not sacrifice.
主说他是愿意施怜悯，他是爱怜悯，不喜爱祭祀。
Brothers and sisters, so often we focus on our action, what we do.
弟兄姊妹，我哋时时都系着重我哋外边带出嚟嘅行为，我哋要做出嚟嘅系乜嘢
？Today we may have a lot of activities, but does the Lord satisfy?
今日可能喺外边做咗好多嘢，但系我哋要问主，你嘅心有冇能够满足咧
？We have a lot of motions.But is our Lord pleased with what we do?
啊，我哋外边作出许许多多嘅事情，系主有冇啊心满意足咧？有冇喜悦咧
？I'm afraid in many things that we do, we by just fulfilling our Christian conscience only.
我系恐怕我哋做出许许多嘅事情。是为了满足自己的良心。
I want to give an example.
啊，举个例。
I thank the Lord, even in this difficult time, we're still able to meet.
啊，我哋实在感谢主，在个困难艰难的日子里面，我哋仍然系能够咁样嘅聚集。
As the Lord said, we shall not forsake the assembly of ourselves together, as He customed with some.
啊，实在是主的话，好像这样讲，我们是不可以停止聚会，好像那些停止惯了的人一样。
So we have meeting.
所有的是聚会啦。
Even the shouting in place is in order.
就算是居家令，我们还是聚会。
But are we fulfilling the purpose of gathering together?
但是我们有没有一个聚会的实际呢？
Why do we so gather?
为什么我们要这样还是聚集呢？
Do I have a right heart before him?
我的心是不是对的心呢？
I know when meeting remotely,
我知道这样上网来聚会,
many can achieve multitask.
我们是可以做聚会的时候做很多其他的事的。
Attending the meeting and also doing other stuff too.
上网聚会啦，同埋有其他跟翻其他做其他事情。
Yes, we are assembly together.
冇错，我哋系聚紧会。
But are we fulfilling the purpose of gathering together?
但我哋有冇带出聚会嘅聚在一起嘅实际呢？
Are we fulfilling the purpose of gathering together?
我哋有冇带出聚会所得着嘅目的呢？
Or do we have the right heart before the Lord?
因为我哋对主有一个正确对嘅心呢？
Then one may say, face-to-face meeting are better. Then multitask would not be as convenient.
有人说面对面聚会是当然好一点，那你又不可以分心做其他的事情。
Brothers and sisters, if I have the right heart, it does not matter how we meet or where we meet, right?
弟兄姊妹，如果我们的心是对的，我们在哪里聚会，怎样聚会，其实不是问题。
The external setting should not govern us.
外面我的形式不能够约束我们。If
I have the right heart, if I worship Him in spirit and truth,
如果我们有真诚对主的心，我们以灵以诚敬拜祂，主是喜悦悦纳的。
Else our meetings are in vain.
如果不是这样，我们聚会是 没有实际是没有用的。
Regardless we meet on Zoom or meeting face to face, if I don't have the right heart, our meetings are in vain.
无论我们是上网或者是面对面聚会，如果我们的心不对，亦都是
We might just have some religion action to fulfill our Christian conscience.
好似只是带出做咗啲宗教嘅动作，满足咗自己嘅良心而已。
Brothers and sisters, I have to confess, I have a problem.
弟兄姊妹，我要承认，我有呢个问题。
Very often, I know what the Spirit, Holy Spirit wants.
很多时候我知道圣灵要去哪个方向，做些什么。
But my problem is, I did not submit to the Holy Spirit.
我的问题就是我不能够顺服圣灵的引导。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹,
how about you?
你又如何呢?
Very often, we know what the Spirit, Holy Spirit wants. Our problem is, do we want to submit to it?
很多时候我们是明明知道圣灵要怎样引领，怎样走，但是我们能不能够顺服呢?
How am I ready for His return?
我能不能够这样而引导祂去预备好好的预备主的再来呢?
The Lord tells us, abide in Him.
主告诉你们，小子们，你们要住在主里面。
That is submit to the Holy Spirit in all things.
就是在圣灵上面恩膏的教训上面，我们要每一样都顺服下来。
Abide in Him is not of what we do, but where we are.
住在主的里面，不是我们是做了，在外面做了些什么，但是我这个人那个 站的地方在哪里?
Abide in Him is where we are.
住在主里面，我们要问自己，我们究竟站在哪里?
I ask myself, am I ready?
我问我自己，我准备好没呢?
Am I ready to meet the Lord?
我准备好迎接主没呢?
Am I ready for His return?
主回来，我究竟
Brothers and sisters, let us encourage each other.
弟兄姊妹，愿我们彼此的来鼓励。
Abide in Him, ready for His return.
住在主的里面，我们就能够，祂来的时候，我们能够预备好。
Abide in Him, that if He be manifest, we may have boldness and not be put to shame from before Him at His coming.
住在主里面这样, 他若显现, 我们就可以坦然无惧，他来的时候在他的面前就不至于惭愧。
May the Lord have mercy on us and enable us to abide in him.
求主怜悯我们，使我们能够住在主的里面。
I end my sharing here.
交通就停在这里。
Oh, Diane.
Okay. Yeah.
Diane. Okay. Go ahead.
Just cannot unmute. Cannot turn on the video.
It's okay.
Okay.
Okay. 我想有啲 sharing 係我 sharing 咧都係只在这么多年对我的自己个人的指引和教导各方面。那我们想回十几年前啊，那只有看过对我们的女儿的 case 呢，那看到这个的 power，和他的能力，日日看到他的爱心。在那个经历那里呢，我们日都是经历过主的仆人的那个爱心和他的那个内心。
I'd just like to share throughout all these years of the Lord's grace and love, His mercy, even upon me, my family, my daughters, and through the servants of the Lord.
咁啊，只系好幽默嘅。咁咧，佢哋系喺我哋个人有care 嗰方面咧，佢系嚟教导我。
Our Lord has quite a sense of humor, and he's teaching me in a very direct personal way.
咁咧，我有好多年前，大概系五年以前或者七八年前咧，咁我哋有兴趣去种嗰啲柠檬树啊。
About 7 or 8 years ago, we had planted a lemon tree in our backyard.
咁啊，系我太太 Diana 系开始嘅。
It was started by my wife Diana.
咁啊，两三年咧，佢都 fail 咁啊，咁啊，我啊等我嚟啦。
It was not successful the first 2 or 3 years, so I told her, let me give it a try. So I was very diligent in trying. I was looking at the tree daily in the backyard, and this was for a period of over 5 years. You can just imagine throughout the 5 years' time how many trips I had to make to the backyard. But no matter how I tried, it was not successful. The tree had no life.
咁啊，最后嗰一枝咧，就剩翻一条棍喺度，一啲叶都冇。
At the end of it, the tree itself was just a piece of wood with branches, not even any leaves.
咁我去问人啦，我自己上网睇又去问人，咁啊都冇 answer。咁啊，我问到一个大兄咧，佢俾我一个好有智慧嘅答案。
I was just trying to search for answers online, and I was asking around, but I did not have any answer. I did ask a brother, and he gave me a very wise answer.
佢话你睇下你隔篱左右有冇啲人工视生咧？如果有人工视生，可能啲肥料有个问题。
He had suggested for me to look around our area to see if there are any other lemon trees being grown. If there were, or perhaps those trees were taking all the nutrients from mine.
但是他跟我讲的时候我是不 get it, 不知道，没办法领会到。
But when he made that comment to me at that moment, I was not able to get it or understand what he was trying to say.
又过两三年以后我有一个偶然机会就看到他说动物的粪便是对那些酸性的植物，对那些水酸性的植物呢是有毒的。
And later on, I came across this article saying that the excrements of animals is harmful to trees like lemon trees, which are the fruit is acidic.
咁我就染污咗佢啲肥料咧，用翻嗰啲正確嗰啲肥料咧。咁啊，喺嗰支1.6 嘅帽嗰個檸檬樹咧，而家就生得非常之好。
What I began to do was then to remove the wrong nutrients or the soil that I was planting it with, and afterwards, then this lemon tree, which only had wood, no leaves, began to grow.Very well.
咁咧，我非常之感謝主，佢真係有幽默，佢救我呢個功課咧，救到我幾年，就最後佢先 review 我哋又係啊，為咗我哋屬靈生嘅增長，因為喺佢個話語嗰度攞嗰個食物嘅成分，唔係喺呢個世界上所有嘅營養可以供給我哋。
Therefore, I mentioned how what a sense of humor that our God has, how he had to teach me the similar lesson spiritually through this lemon tree experience that it took several years for me to learn that in order for the tree to grow properly, all the bad nutrients or surrounding of the tree had to be removed. Likewise, for myself, in order for me to grow in his word, my grow, it must be surrounded by good soil, or that is his word, instead of things of this world.
咁啊，另一个问题bother我哋咧，就系嗰啲每一年咧，就喺个壁压嗰度咧，有嗰啲微生物啊，佢嗰啲 fungus 系 damage 嗰啲树叶咧，然后 split out to 成个 garden。
Another thing that was quite bothersome in our garden were these fungal organisms that not only damaged the leaves, but these fungi also would spread and damage other trees and plants. We tried many ways with many different methods to try to deal with this, but it was not successful.
又是两三年的事。
Now, this also was a 2 or 3 year experience that we had.
咁啊，今年咧，我就批俾多啲心機落佢，睇下佢，觀察下佢。
So this year, I pay particular attention to it just to be more observant in this situation.
咁啊，提早咧噴嗰啲neem oil。
And I had put some oil on these plants ahead of time just to see how it would react. But I discovered that was also not helpful. The fungus still was there.
咁啊，最後咧，我就攞張舊剪全部剪曬佢。
So at the end of it, I just I just took a pruning scissors and just cut all the leaves off altogether.
咁啊，嗰啲 symptom 咧就消失咗啦。
As a result, then all the symptoms, these fungus symptoms were gone.
咁啊，好感謝主啊！佢喺呢個事情咧，佢就俾我一個提醒。我哋喺自己身上嗰啲好唔好嘅 happy 咧，connect to 呢個世界上嗰個 bad happy、stubborn happy 咧，我哋都有喺之前面都有 remove。
Likewise, the Lord through this experience taught me another spiritual lesson is for us, we need to prune away all these habits that we have in this world, these bad habits, these stubborn habits that we have.
另一个事我发觉呢就是我哋读主嘅话或者唱主嘅诗歌嗰阵时咧，如果我哋系会俾佢 touch 嗰个 love touch 到咧，我哋系会愿意 give up 我哋少少嘢嘅。
Another experience that I know is that when we read His word or when we sing the hymns that encourage us and we're touched by the reminders, then we're willing to, for the sake of the Lord, give up something.
例如我喺我唱奇異恩典嗰陣時咧，我哋會彼此嘅愛好感動。
For example, when we sing that hymn, Amazing Grace, we're very touched by the love of the Lord.
或者我哋聽唱另一首詩歌每當我默想主嘅十字架咧，我哋都會知個give up, 即係犧牲佢自己個生命，承受更多個苦難嚟救我哋，會受到感動。
Perhaps another example is when we sing that hymn, When I Survey the Wondrous Cross, we're also touched how he was able to be willing to give up so much in order to save us.
我知道我哋人本身係有啲理性或者感性，但系我哋喺感性嗰度，如果系这方面有 touch 咗我哋嘅心咧，我哋又做住嗰个 moment。
Of course, being human, we have sense and sensibility. Nevertheless, when we are touched by the word of the Lord, His love, then we are to respond.
我最欣赏嘅系如果我唱到嗰首歌《Maranatha》咧。他们那个worship 那个灵呢就是非常之好。
Another particular hymn that I really enjoyed and greatly touched is the song Maranatha. I find the spirit and the lyrics of that song wonderful.
或者我 play 少少呢，因为时间限制，我 play 少少大家一起听啦。
Because of time, I'll just perhaps play it a bit for everyone that we can listen and then play.
我个控都喺呢度先。
How am I sharing here?
之前有邊位弟兄姊妹你準備交通，你唔好啊，請你把握時間。
Wonder if there are any other brothers and sisters who would like to share. If so, please do take hold of the time.
啊，或者呢個時候我哋請阿 Kai 呢再播一次嗰一首嘅詩歌，好嗎？係566首。
At this time, perhaps Brother Kai, if you would just share again the lyrics to hymn 566 for us. Perhaps we can move on. And I think Eva had something to, that she would like to share with us. So Eva, go forward and share your, or at least start your video.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, sorry. I have a hard time unmuting myself. This is actually Ken. So brother and sister share about the end time is coming.
大家好，弟兄姊妹交通到主嘅日子快到啦。
I think for a long time being a Christian, the return of the Lord seems like so far away.
作為信主的基督徒，好像一直覺得主的再來是還有一段時間。
When I talk to young people about the Lord's return, they said that, oh, you Christian has been talking about for 2,000 years.
當我去同一啲年輕人嚟去分享到主嘅再來嘅時候，佢哋會問我：你哋呢班基督徒講咗2000年咯。
So how close is the Lord's return?
主再來究竟有幾近呢
？And it's like our sister share, are we ready? Are we prepared?
好似頭先姊妹分享到，我哋預備好自己未咧？
As we know, the pandemic is a sign that the Bible told us that the, when the Lord returned, before there's signs of diseases.
我哋曉得呢個疫情係主再嚟嘅一個先兆。
And there's also the spirit of Antichrist.
我哋亦都曉得有敵基督嘅靈會出現。
So I just want to share. Recently, I heard on the radio.
喺最近我喺收音機嗰度聽到。
There's an advertisement.
喺嗰度有一個嘅廣告。
And this is also a advertisement during the Democratic presidential debate.
呢一個廣告亦都喺呢一個民主黨嗰個嘅辯論直播中間嘅時候所播出嘅廣告。
It is on a foundation called Freedom from Religion。
呢一個廣告係由一個叫從宗教中得到自由的這個組織來去製造的。
It is to separate the church and the state.
是要他們的目的是要 政府同埋教會嚟去分開。
I know this been brewing in the past 20 years.
我哋曉得呢一個運動喺最近20年係係不斷嘅嚟去進行。
But it just seems like recently it just gets stronger and stronger.
但係好似最近呢一個運動就越嚟越強。
The person that headed this Freedom from Religion Foundation.
呢一個從宗教中得到自由呢個組織嗰個創辦人。
His name is Ron Reagan.
佢個名字叫 Ron Reagan.
And he is the son of the 40th President Ronald Reagan.
佢就係美國第40任總統 Ronald Reagan 嘅兒子。
So on the radio advertisement, on the 30-second advertisement.
在这个收音机里面，这30秒的广告里面，
He's asking people to join his foundation.
他是邀请人来去参加他这个组织。
And there's over 32,000 members.
在这个组织已经有32,000个成员。
And at the very end, you know, he'sproudly said that he said, I am Ron Reagan and I'm an unashamed atheist and I am alarmed by the intrusion of religion into our secular government.
咁喺呢一個廣告最後，呢個 Ron Reagan 就好驕傲嘅嚟去宣告我個名叫 Ron Reagan， 我係一個我冇宗教嘅人，我係亦都唔覺得好羞恥嚟去宣告我係一個唔信神嘅人咁我係希望呢一個我係要教會唔再嚟去侵略呢一個政府嗰個嘅呢個屬世界政府嘅運作。
So he is proudly announcing himself as an atheist.
咁佢好驕傲嘅嚟去宣告佢一個無神論嘅人。
And at the end, he said that I am Ron Reagan, lifelong atheist, not afraid of burning in hell.
咁佢最後講佢再一次咁好驕傲咁宣告，我係 Ron Reagan， 我係一個唔信神嘅人，我唔害怕喺地獄裡面被焚燒。
So when I heard that, I, you know, sent a chill to my back.
當我去聽到呢個廣告嘅時候，我成身都震曬。
I think our enemy, the devil, is getting stronger and stronger against the children of God.
我實在覺得仇敵撒旦佢向神兒女嗰嘅爭戰，嗰個爭戰係越嚟越強。
In Psalm chapter 14, it said the fool says in their heart, there is no God.
喺詩篇第14篇嗰度講到。在他们的愚顽人的心里面说没有神。
They are corrupt, their deeds are vile, there is no one who does good.
他们都是邪恶，行了可憎恶的事，没有一个人行善。
But we thank God because we know our Lord is overcome.
我们感谢神，因为我们的神是得胜的。
But at the same time, we know where we at in the framework of the time.
同樣，我哋曉得我哋身處喺呢一個時代裡面。
There's a verse is said here that in Psalm 18.
喺詩篇十八篇嗰度有一句經文。
Verse 48.
第48。
save me from my enemies. You exalted me above my foes. From violent men you rescue me.
你救我脱离仇敌，又把我举起，高过那些起来攻击我的。你救我脱离强暴的人。
And this violent man is referred to Satan.
这个强暴的人就是仇敌撒旦。
So what I'd like to share along what brother and sister were sharing, our brother shared about his garden and his lemon tree.
咁头先弟兄交通到佢喺园墓上面里面嗰个嘅柠檬树。
So I'd like to share how we should equip ourselves during this challenging time and also to prepare for the Lord's return.
所以愿意同大家嚟去交通喺呢一段艰难嘅时期当主再嚟嘅只近嘅时候，我哋要点样装备好自己？
I'd like to refer to Psalm chapter 1.
我愿意去睇翻诗篇第一篇。
Chapter 1, verse 3.
诗篇第一篇第三节。
He is like a tree planted by the stream of water.
他要像一棵树栽在溪水旁。
So we are all like a tree planted by the stream of water.
我们每一个人都好像一棵树这样被栽在溪水旁。
We're planted in the garden of God.
我们被栽种在神的园里面。
We're not like a wild plant.
我们不是一棵野树。
We are planted and these are people who are born again, that is grown in the life of God.
我们这一班是一班重生的人，我们也都在神的生命里面成长。
So we're the tree of righteousness.
我们是那一些公义的树。
It is the Lord that planted us there.
是主自己栽种我们在那里。
And it's planted us with a purpose.
主栽种我们在那里有目的的。
It's to bear fruit.
是要我们结果子。
It is for the pleasure of the owner of the garden.
结果子来是要这个园的主人能够得到享受。
So we are this tree planted by the stream of the water.
所以我们就是这一棵树被栽种在溪水旁。
In the English translation, the word streams is plural.
在英文的翻译里面，这个溪水是众数。
It's referred to the words of God.
这一些的众数的溪水的意思就是讲到神的话。
And there's abundance of words of God.
有神丰富的话。
So that's why earlier our brother sister encouraged us during this shelter in place time to spend time with the Lord, spend time in the Word of God.
就好像刚才姊妹去鼓励我们在这一段居家令的日子里面，我们要花时间在神的话里面。
So we are that tree, but we need to be supplied by the Word of God.
我们就是那一棵树，我们要神的话的供应来去成长。
And also, the water also is referred to the Holy Spirit.
那个水亦都是代表圣灵。
We need to be led by the Spirit and not to be led by the flesh.
我们要被圣灵来去带领，却不是被肉体来去带领。
And so we can yield the fruit in season.
使我们能够按时结果子。
And again, the fruit is a singular.
在这里所结的果子是单数。
And we know that's the character of Christ in us.
我们晓得这个果子就是基督的品格在我们里面。
And we know that from Galatians is the fruit of the Spirit.
我们在加拉太书我们晓得这个就是圣灵所结的果子。
of love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control.
就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制。
So during this challenging time, we know that it's trying to rob our peace from us.
在这些艰难的日子，我们晓得是要将我们里面的平安抢夺过来。
And then during this time, a lot of us spending so much time in YouTube, WhatsApp, and all these devices.
在这些日子，我们都花很多时间在这些电子的工具里面，电话、WhatsApp这些。
And we look at all this news, all this exaggeration.
当我们来到看新闻，见到一些夸大的事情。
Just like in verse 1, it said that we should not walk in the counsel of the wicked.
就好像诗篇第一章第一篇那里讲到，不从恶人的计谋。
Not in the way of the sinners.
不站罪人的道路。
So the mockers represent those who are the atheists.
那些亵慢人的，就代表那些无神论的人。
They are against God.
他们是敌对神的。
They are the hater of God.
他们是憎恨神的。
They are the one that try to separate us from God.
他们要将我们从神来分开。
And because they don't have God in their hearts, they have no moral.
因为他们没有神在他们的心里面。
So they act in a way that there is no consequence, no punishment.
他们的行为所行出来的，就好像是没有结果的一样。
So this is why, you know, in the very beginning, in the book of Psalm, it, you know, advises us to stay away from these wicked people, this wicked advice.
所以在诗篇开头的这一段，就去提醒我们，要离开这些恶人，离开这些恶人的道路。
And on the positive note is for us to bear fruit.
却是要我们来去结果子。
And we know that to bear fruit, it takes patience.
我们晓得结果子是要有忍耐的。
It takes work.
结果子也都要工作。
It takes a lot of meditating in the Word of God.
是要我们花很多时间来去在神的话里面思想。
And then it also said that whose leaf does not wither?
这里也都讲到，这一棵树的叶子是不枯干。
And the leaf refer to our outward testimony in the Lord.
这个叶子的意思就讲到我们外边为神作见证。
So when you look at a tree, you look at the leaf, you can see how healthy this tree is.
当你去看一棵树的时候，你见到这棵树的叶，就晓得这棵树有几健康。So
that's why they said that a Christian is like an evergreen tree.
所以有人说，基督徒就好似一个常绿的树。So
it bears fruit all seasons throughout the year.
是一年四季按时候结果子。
So pray that we will all be that witness all through our life.
所以我们实在祈求主，让我们能够作祂的见证，是一生的为祂作见证。
And he said, whatever he does, prosper.
在这里也讲到，凡他所作的，尽都顺利。
And again, our brother sister has shared that. So what we do is not what we do outwardly, but what we do in Christ.
剛才弟兄姊妹都交通告，我们所作的不是我们作一些外表的事情，但这里所讲到所作的是我们在主里面所作的。
So I just want to end my sharing with verse 2.
所以我结束的时候愿意跟大家分享第二节。
But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night.
为喜爱耶和华的律法，昼夜思想，这人变为有福。
I'll end my sharing.
交通就停在这里。
好，我的交通。最近我们这个社会发生的事情相信大家都知道了。
I'm sure that everyone is fully aware of the things that have been happening all around us. There's a lot of looting, there's a lot of, that comes along with the protests, racial discord that's in America today.
Yeah. 嗰、那個發生嘅原因大家都知道，因為有一個黑人被警察嚟到殺咗嚇，咁啲人就好憤怒，就上街去遊行。
And everyone knows the source of the unrest that stems from that specific incident where a black man was essentially killed by when he was being arrested by a policeman, and because that was deemed unjust, it brought forth a lot of the protests. That has been ongoing now.
但咧亦都喺好多城市咧，就係發生呢啲打劫啊、搶劫啊嘅事情。
But in addition to the protests, there came along much looting and public unrest that is an illegal matter.
我心裏邊就想到聖經裏邊講佢哋個人心中沒有神。
And it brought to mind the Bible verse, specifically says that in their minds that there was no God, and that they did as they please.
并且呢，各人自以为义。
And that they deemed what right in their own minds.
觉得自己是 righteous.
That they deemed themselves to be righteous.
嗰、那個遊行係可以，抗議係可以，但係點解要去搶掠咧
？Certainly, there is a right that's given to protest. That's given to us as part of the constitutional rights. But why would it link to or lead to things like looting？
我就想起喺聖經約翰福音第八章嗰度講到文士同埋法利賽人，佢哋捉咗一個行淫嘅婦人。就去嚟到試探主耶穌。
And I'm reminded of the Bible passage that's recorded in the Gospel of John, chapter 8, where an adulteress was caught in the act, and that the Pharisees and Sadducees brought her before the Lord.
怂恿逼主耶穌叫人用石頭嚟打死呢個行淫嘅婦人。
And they wanted for the women to be condemned, and that the judgment that's passed for her to be stoned according to the law that was in vogue at that time.
主耶稣咧就同佢哋讲：，你哋中间边个系冇罪嘅，就可以先拿石头嚟打佢。
But when the Lord Jesus Christ looked upon this and considered it, his response to them was, He who is without sin among you, let him be the first to throw a stone at her.
这班人呢听见这样的话之后呢就从老到少一个一个都出去。
And when this mob essentially heard the words from our Lord, they heard it and they began to leave that place one by one, beginning with the older ones, all the way to the younger ones.
这个警察并没有得到什么赦免，已经被控这个谋杀。但是呢， 人还要拿石头，不单止打他，并且呢要破坏这个社会。
So the, there is no, this particular incident that caused all the unrest has come and gone, but it brought forth a consequence of individuals who wanted to take the stone, essentially, to cast it and throw it at the police, the policeman, that specific policeman who was, has already been arrested.
他们这些石头不单止是控诉警察，控诉社会制度，并且拿石头来破坏社会的东西。
And not only did they want to cast or throw the stones at the guilty policeman, but they wanted to cast a wider net to throw it at the institution currently at hand, the societal laws and regulations and government in general.
他们并没有想到自己是有罪。
Never once, I'm sure, did they consider that they too are individuals who have sin.
我就想起现在的人的状况。
If we just even compare the level of understanding, the level of their actions, of their activities, the standard of what's right and wrong has now diminished and has decreased to such an extent.
那时他们被主的话提醒的时候呢,
If you compare the two incidences, then the Lord, when he spoke his words, when the people at that time heard it, they knew what was in their heart, that they were sinners, and so they departed from it. But now there is no such recognition, there is no such understanding, and instead they're still pushing forward with their own agenda, not understanding their own place.
人去半夜去搶掠，在商店拿了些東西出來，在警察面前大搖大擺走，並不以為犯罪。
They would loot, they would break, properties, and then go in and loot the properties. And this is all in front, and even in front of the policemen, displaying it and not having any form of shame.
還看到有些人拿些牌。 掩护他们走，说Fight for justice, 为公义而战。我看见我心真的觉得好笑。
And at the same time, you see onlookers with signs that says fight for justice, and they're rooting them on, they're rooting on the looters. I find this so amusing.
这个就是现在我们这个世代的情况。
人自以为义。 Because this is the picture of society as it is today. That
没有人认为知道耶稣基督是我们的义，我们自己没有义的。
Thinking that we hold the standard to what is right, that we are righteous, and yet not understanding that without God, without the Lord, there is no standard of righteousness. It is the Lord who sets the standard of righteousness for us.
另外呢，地上边嘅教会今日究竟喺神面前系站立一个咩地位咧？藉住好多社会嘅事情咧，俾我哋睇见到好多嘅叹息嘅。And
then, if we look at the way that the current universal church is, there's a lot of things for us to be sad about.
先排总统去一个我哋嘅总统去教去一个教堂度举一个圣经啊！呢啲事情咧，如果喺大陆发生咧，我哋真系求之不得啊！Recently,
when our president took an opportunity to stand in front of a church, raising the Bible in his hand as a photo op, to broadcast his stand. If we were to juxtapose that into the arena of things, the way things are in China, that would never stand.
係啦，即係話，如果大陸嘅領導人可以咁樣做啊，哇！我哋真係求之不得啦，啊，係一件好事。
if the China government, if the government official from China were to do the same thing, that they would go to a church and uphold the Bible, actually, that would be something that we would greatly rejoice in, that they would be willing to do that.
但是你看见, 羅森的新聞有些教會被教會領袖, 因着政治原因,
And then what was the response to what our president did? Many religious leaders, prominent religious leaders came out and actually denounced what he had done overall. And so I sadden to see that. Why is it that religious leaders would take the opposite side? It's because they have set up they have set a standard for themselves of what they deemed to be right. They have now moved off of the standard that the Lord has set as being right.
They have their political agenda.
So these religious leaders have established their own political agenda and establish that to be the standard. So we have to be very careful. We have to understand that the church was established by God, and there is no individual, there are no group of leaders, there are no groups of the individuals together that come to accomplish the work that needs to be accomplished through the church, nor meet the criteria that's set by God for the church. So we know also that in recent days, the China government has established a political stand or law and for the people of Hong Kong.
Security law.
Security law, in essence, to try to remove the dissidents from the Hong Kong community. And many people are against that. It was not accepted in Hong Kong.
我就見到有一份, 報紙上面有一班, 千多人的基督徒, 現在或者不止了, 聯名去簽名, 有一個, 宣告, 一個聲明, declaration.
And in response to all of this, I recently saw a declaration, essentially a public petition signed off by 1,000 plus. I'm sure that number has grown now since that when I saw it. Many individuals who have signed off on this declaration. And these are specifically Christians who signed off on this. And they have also utilized biblical words or scripture to justify their stance. For example, submit to God, not to man. So those biblical scriptures are correct. But at the very end of it is a very important point. They summed everything up by saying, we need to come before God to confess our sins. Because we have been silent when we have been witnesses to racial injustice or societal injustice.
沒有為到社會上邊少數人嘅不公平待遇而發聲，淨係顧住自己。
And we have not voiced out the opposition when we have seen minorities being abused or minorities' rights being taken away. And instead, we have been totally, our eyes have been totally inward, looking only for our own benefits.
好像说得很对。
Now, on the surface, when you hear this or when you read that, it seems that that is correct.
但他整个的宣言呢，其实里边就要反对这个国安法，这个 National Security Law.
But you realize that there is an agenda there, that ultimately the premise of all this, of the declaration as a whole, is to revolt against the security law that has now been established upon the people of Hong Kong.
我不是说这个法律是对的，但是教会的设立不是为了社会的公义设立的。
I'm not here to dispute whether the security law is right or wrong, but one thing that we need to focus on, and that is the church was not established to address or to take care of societal issues at hand.
教会被召出来，是为着单单为着耶稣基督作见证。The
church was called out from this world in order for the sole purpose of declaring the testimony for Jesus Christ.
如果我们用着教会名义带进了这些政治的立场，或者是社会的工作，社会的不公义。
If we were to use the name of the Lord, if we were to use the church as a means to voice out opposition or support for political agendas, for injustice in society, for even societal work, perhaps good works. This is outside of the realm of what the church was established to do.
个人呢,是可以做,但不是教会要做的。
On a personal level, each one of us may have, may carry out that personal responsibility on in any of these particular areas. However, that is not the function of the church.
我时间到了,我就交通来这么多。
My time has lapsed, so I will end my sharing here.
We
thank the Lord that He has given us many different seeings from different aspects.
实在是主藉着这些话，藉着环境，跟我们讲，我们今天要注意的是什么？
And through the circumstances and the environment, He's shown us what it is that we ought to pay attention to.
不是要怎样解决一些问题。
And that's not in order for us to solve any particular problem or issue, but for our hearts to be ever towards the Lord.
And
our sharing meeting for this morning will end here.